Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. And this comes from the Diary of St. Faustina at page 950. That's Diary of St. Faustina at page 950. And if you use your Kindle, I have no idea what page that would equate to. So anyway, let's talk about our saint of the day. Today, the saint of the day is St. Paul Mickey and his companions. And his companions numbered about 25. So St. Paul Mickey and his companions, St. Paul lived from 1562 to 1597. So about 34 or 35 years. St. Paul Mickey and his 25 companions, known as the Martyrs of Nagasaki, were crucified for the faith in Nagasaki, Japan in 1597. A Japanese layman of great nobility and wealth, Paul was converted to Christianity by St. Francis Xavier. Although the Christian missionaries did not meet with opposition initially, the Japanese rulers eventually launched a brutal campaign to wipe out its progress. The 26 men were forced to march 600 miles to meet their death in Nagasaki. The group included Franciscan and Jesuit missionaries and Japanese converts. They were repeatedly offered freedom if they would renounce Christianity. They all declined. When the march ended, the martyrs were tied to crosses. They prayed and sang while Paul Mickey preached the gospel in a loud voice. The martyrs were then stabbed to death while they hung on their crosses. The crowd who witnessed the testimony of Paul Mickey and his companions would immortalize his words and use them to further spread Christianity in Japan. Their collective feast day is today, February 6th. And this comes from morningoffering.com. That's morningoffering.com, morningoffering.com. I highly recommend this website to anyone who is Catholic. It's got the Liturgy of the Hours, including the Lauds, which is the morning prayer, the Terce, which is the mid-morning prayer, the Sext, which is the midday prayer, the None, which is the afternoon prayer, the Vespers, which is the evening prayer, and the Compline, which is the night prayer. Plus, it also has the Little Office of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And then they've got a meditation. Today it comes from Paul Thigpen at page 42. And it's got a daily Bible verse, and I'm going to read the daily Bible verse. My children, I am writing this to you so that you may not commit sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is expiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for those of the whole world. And that comes from the first letter of John, Chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Again, that's the first letter of John, chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. What a fitting verse when we've just prayed the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Just what a beautiful and fitting verse for that. And this is a website that's run through the Catholic Company, or by the Catholic Company, and it's got links to a couple of books that they recommend each day, and each day it's different books, but it's just wonderful to have them run this website. It's just a wonderful. They've got the devotion of the month, which this month is the month of the Passion. Saints who had a special devotion to Christ's passion include St. Francis of Assisi, who was the first known saint to receive the stigmata, St. John of the Cross, St. Bridget of Sweden, and St. Catherine of Siena. One of my favorite saints is St. Catherine of Siena. And then, of course, daily prayers, the prayer for the dead, prayer of spiritual communion, and the prayer for the Holy Father that we read yesterday. So that's morningoffering.com. And then we're going to go to catholic.org, and we're going to read about St. Paul Mickey and companions from there. Paul was the son of a Japanese military leader. He was born at Tunakumata, Japan, was educated at the Jesuit College of Anzikuyama. He joined the Jesuits in 1580 and became known for his eloquent preaching. He was crucified on February 5th with 25 other Catholics during the persecution of Christians under the Taiko Toyotomi Hideyoshi, ruler of Japan, in the name of the emperor. Among the Japanese laymen who suffered the same fate were Francis, a carpenter who was arrested while watching the executions and then crucified, Gabriel, the 19-year-old son of the Franciscan's porter, Leo Kanua, a 28-year-old carpenter from Miyako, Diego Kisai, or Kizayamani, temporal coadjutor of the Jesuits, Joachim Sakikibara, cook for the Franciscans at Osaka, Peter Sukajiro, sent by a Jesuit priest to help the prisoners, who was then arrested, Cosmas Takieya from Owari, who had preached in Osaka, and Ventura from Miyako, who had been baptized by the Jesuits, gave up his Catholicism on the death of his father, became a bonze, and was brought back to the church by the Franciscans. They were all canonized as the martyrs of Japan in 1862. Their collective feast day is today, January the 6th, and this comes from Catholic.org, and Catholic.org is another really good Catholic website. They've got a prayer of the day section. They've got popular prayers, mysteries of the rosary. They've got a light a prayer candle link. And then, of course, they've got saints and angels, popular saints, patron saints, saint of the day. They've got their Ash Wednesday page up already. They've got daily readings, and then they've got the Bible online. They've got free Catholic PDFs. They've got a website that you can shop Catholic on. They've got Catholic news. They've got a free Catholic school. So they've got a really great website that you should check out. And then they usually have something for kids on the Saint of the Day page. Today it's fun facts about St. Paul Mickey. I'm going to try and read this. St. Paul Mickey was the son of a Japanese military leader. He became a Jesuit. Let me stand up so I can read this. In 1569, and was known for his eloquent preaching. He and 25 other Catholics were crucified on February 5th during the persecution of Christians in the name of the Japanese emperor. They were all canonized as the martyrs of Japan in 1862, and their feast day is today, February 6th. And that's just like a little cartoon. It's got a cartoon picture of what I presume to be a drawing of St. Paul Mickey, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 crosses, and then something in the foreground that I don't recognize what it is. So, you know, it's a really nice page. And then, you know, they've got more saints. They've got saints by alphabet, and they've got Irish saints, Japanese saints, martyr saints, American saints. That one's going to be short. And then they've got, you know, like how to become a saint, saint videos, saint fun facts, saints FAQs, latest saints news and updates, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, Day of the Dead, Stigmata, California Missions, Church Doctors, and then angels. And it's a really great website. And this list of doctors of the church is great. It lists all of the doctors of the church, the years they lived, and it looks like the day they were designated a doctor of the church. So that's kind of neat. So let's go to our daily update for today. Tonight, well, let's see. Let's start with yesterday. We're supposed to have part 3 or 4 of the Gospel of John with Luke. Isn't that funny? St. Luke is doing the Gospel of John. But Luke Haskell was not feeling good, and so he didn't do his show. We will have to wait until next week, next Monday, to do it. Tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern, people can hear John's opening statement on our de facto debate with the Prophetic Grace Network. We'll see if they respond. And the debate is on the old Whore of Babylon bogus story. We challenge them. If they don't respond, we win by default. So guys, come on. Take us on. You won't win, but take us on anyway. And then at tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. Eastern, John's guest for live video is Father Stephen Imbarato. Details on that will follow, and I'll know more about that tomorrow. And since I don't have a parish council meeting or a school board meeting or a Knights of Columbus meeting, I'm going to see if I can't sneak in on the live video. That ought to be a lot of fun. And if you don't know Father Stephen Imbarato, he is a really great guy. Friday morning, Ken Litch at 7 Eastern, Ken Litchfield is going to do a show on how we are born again through baptism. And that's going to be an interesting show. There again, Ken's shows are always interesting to me. And then Wednesday at noon, William does not yet have a topic, but he will have one in the next few days, I'm sure. So we'll just go from there. On Saturday, March 2nd, Lisa Marie Nicole and the Rockin' for God podcast will be back. And, of course, it's going to be on youtube.com/@LisaMNicole. And I'm certain that we will simulcast it here on the Four Persons Network, just like we did last month. And her guest, or just like we did this month, her guest next month will be Andrew Dean, who is a Nashville recording artist. And speaking of Nashville recording artists, let's say a quick Hail Mary for, St. Paul Mickey and Companions, pray for us. Let's say a quick Hail Mary for Toby Keith. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. St. Faustina, pray for us. Pope St. John Paul II, pray for us. Jesus, we trust in you. So let's go on to the three Hail Mary Novena. Let's see, the three Hail Mary Novena. Let me move this over just a touch. Yes, I have plenty of room. O Immaculate Mary, Virgin most powerful, we beseech you, through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for us purity of heart, strength to overcome all the enemies of our souls, and the special favor we implore in our present necessity. And that would be all the intentions of everybody listening, all of the members of the Four Persons, whether you follow us on Blog Talk Network or whether you're part of our Facebook group or however you find us. So all of your intentions are covered and the intentions of the Holy Father. And today we're also going to pray for the special intentions of Father Stephen Imbarato and also Paulette and Tony Rock. Mother most pure, forsake us not, despise not our prayers. Graciously hear us for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of our souls. To obtain this favor, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mary, our Mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, we humbly beseech you, obtain for us the meekness and the humility of heart, perfect knowledge of the divine will, and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, seat of wisdom, as a tender mother, lead us in the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten us and enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son and obtain our petition. To obtain our petitions, to obtain this grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of penitent sinners, we stand before you sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners. Obtain for us true and perfect contrition for our sins, which we hate and detest with all of our hearts because we love God. Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessity. Turn then those eyes of mercy towards us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this precious gift, we honor your loving mercy by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now, friend, Mary, most holy Virgin Mother of God, pray for us. Now, friends, in our closing seconds, I want to remind you to visit the Rock Company Shop. That's the T-H-E, Rock, R-O-C-K, company, spelled the normal way, company, shop, S-H-O-P, .com. They've got all sorts of great Catholic wares. My mother and I have ordered from them. I plan on ordering even more from them. I haven't seen my purchases yet because they're headed to my mother's house, but I know that I will be happy with them. And I know this because I know Tony and Paulette Rock, the owners of the Rock Company shop. And they have an actual store in Bethlehem. They tried opening shops in Houston and in California, but the distance just didn't work for them. And so they made the hard decision to close both of those shops. But I plan on buying a nativity set just in time for Christmas next year. And I'm probably going to buy it in November. I'm saving up for it as we speak. And I've bought a couple of rosaries and some other things. Don't tell my mother, but I bought her a birthday gift for my birthday there. And with that, we're going to call it a day, friends. I apologize for going over, and I want each of you to have a blessed rest of your day and a blessed day tomorrow. My name is Richard Pettis, and I will see you at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you for joining us today.